Ladies and gentlemen of the LBW, use firewalls. If I could offer you only one tip for the internet, firewalls would be it. The long-term benefits of security have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your operating system. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your operating system until they've been upgraded. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back on archives of your work and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous the code really looked. You are not as dumb as you imagine. Don't worry about the future of open source. Or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to make Microsoft change their marketing techniques by showing that their software is non-compliant. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindside you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday while you're standing in the middle of a server room trying to figure out which one does DNS and which one runs email. Run one application every day that scares you. Scan for viruses. Don't be reckless with other people's consoles. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. FSCK. Don't waste your time on losers. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember software you compile which works. Forget the marketing hype. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old data. Throw away your old applications. Discard spam. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your cluster. The most interesting people I know didn't know when they got up in the morning what they wanted to do with their computers. Some of the most interesting programmers I know still don't. Get plenty of switches. Be kind to your cables. You'll curse them when they're getting unreliable. Maybe you'll write software. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll post on newsgroups. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll take part in flame wars. Maybe you'll publish an RFC on your 75th birthday. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance, so are everybody else's. Enjoy your laptop. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or of what other people think of it. It's the greatest investment you'll ever make. Take your computer apart, even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the documentation, even if you can't understand it. Do not read advertising copy. It will only make you feel angry. Get to know your gurus. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your peers. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that languages come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in philosophy and coding style, because the older you get, the more you need the programs you wrote when you were young. Code in COBOL once, but stop before it makes you hard. Code in Visual Basic once, but stop before it makes you soft. Debug. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will fall, processors will get faster, and disks will get bigger. You too will get old. And when you do, you'll find in your archives that when you were young, prices were reasonable, processors were fast, and disk drives were big enough for your data. Back up your data. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have the source code, maybe you'll have a maintenance contract, but you never know when either one might become out of date. Don't mess too much with your init scripts, or by the time you get your machine to boot, you'll have forgotten why you started it. Be careful whose software you buy, but be patient with those who maintain it. Working in support is a form of purgatory. Producing the upgrade is a way of fishing the code from the bitbucket, wiping it off, commenting out the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me, on the firewalls.
You'll be free.